In the wake of tragedies, makeshift memorials often spring up, filled with flowers and teddy bears. After the Boston Marathon bombings last April, running shoes became potent symbols in the vast memorial there. Now, after months in storage, shoes and other objects are part of a new exhibit at the Boston Public Library. Andrea Shea of member station WBUR reports.
The Boston Marathon Memorial was taken down in Copley Square last June, and masses of objects were transported to the cavernous city archives. Curator Rainey Tisdale walks along rows of towering gray industrial shelving, passing dozens of acid-free file boxes labeled origami cranes, bibs, and flags. She sifted through hundreds of memorial artifacts to prepare the new exhibition called Dear Boston.
Each piece that was left there was a form of communication, human being to human being. The emotion is right there at the surface. If anything, it's overwhelming. I think perhaps the shoes were the most intense.
Mourners left more than 600 pairs of running shoes. As Tisdale carefully studied each sneaker, she thought about the memorials that sprang up in other cities after horrific tragedies like 9/11 and the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting.
You know, obviously this is not the first makeshift memorial we've seen, right? This is becoming sort of the way that Americans do this now. But the shoes, they're the thing that make this makeshift memorial different from the others, from other tragedies. And there's the way that they symbolize running. They really do speak to this identity of runners.
Unlike something created in response to the marathon, a note, collage, or piece of artwork, Tisdale says the running shoes already had deeply personal meanings before the race.
They've got all sorts of wear marks on the soles from each runner's tread, and they're all the ways those runners adapted the shoe so that they would get them through all those miles. They have messages about the people they were running for. Maybe they're running for a cancer survivor. They have the little tags from their charity team.
Tisdale says these identifiers embody the hope runners feel as they start their 26.2-mile race.
And then on top of that, you've got this other layer, which is about after the bombing and these runners needing to leave their own message at the memorial, the message of a runner.
She picks up a box and takes out a pair of white running shoes with yellow trim. There are words written on the side of the outer soles.
They say, "You have my heart, you are my home, Boston strong."
Tisdale thought hard about how to display the running shoes. On one large platform, about 150 pairs are arranged in a giant square. Individual sneakers catch her eye for a moment, but then recede back into the group, the way a marathon runner sometimes does as part of the pack. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea in Boston.